We will start the recording and have a roll call in that order.
Okay.
So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ALAC Leadership Team monthly meeting on Thursday, the 28th of May at 21:30 UTC. On today's call, we have Alan Greenberg, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Holly Raich, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Maureen Hilliard, Leon Sanchez, Julie Hammer. No apologies noted today from staff. We have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Young, and myself, Gisela Gruber. We'd also like to add our newest member of At Large, Fia, who was born, yes, I will be a little confused with the dates if it was yesterday or today, but Cheryl's little granddaughter, who we welcome to this world. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. And she is little, by the way.
She is.
Where was I? All right. On the policy development, the draft for the CCWG is going to be much later than it should have been. It should have been out by today. It isn't. I'm going to do my somethingest to get it out for tomorrow. That doesn't leave an awful lot of time, and I don't know really how to fix that. Holly, you are working on there's one I asked you to look at, and I can't remember what it was. Who is accuracy?
There's who is accuracy, and that really ties in with the other stuff on the privacy proxy stuff that I will be doing a presentation with. It's kind of all one of a piece. That's my weekend, Alan.
Okay. Just a correction up on top. Vonda said she would look at the dot travel agreement. I don't believe there was any decision to do a statement. All right. I don't think there's anything else that needs highlighting right now on that particular item. Update on CCWC. Yes, go ahead.
Thanks. Sorry, I was trying to raise my hand at the same time, Cheryl, for the record.
It's all right. I just wanted to give the
leadership team a heads up. I haven't received it yet, when I receive the file, I would like to pass it on at least to the leadership team and hopefully get a response in fairly short order. The cross-community working group on the use of country and territory names and GTLDs. Our draft document is soon to be published, but there is an excerpt of it, which I suggested at our last meeting of that working group. We should seek some feedback from the ATs and SOs on. I did point out, and we would like that before Buenos Aires, if at all possible, I did point out, so that's sort of a pre-public comment for the want of a better word, I did point out that the ALAC was not likely to be formally meeting and dealing with this before BA, but I did say I would bring it forward to at least the leadership team. So you have been forewarned, and I will be at your beck and call to explain it, but I think we can handle it on this anyway. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you very much. CWG, we have just finished 6 hours of meetings. There's another six tomorrow. We actually did get some things accomplished today. And I guess I'd like input from anyone else who has any opinions on it. I'm not convinced. I'm still a little bit worried about the escalation path from the CSC. I think we have agreement that it shouldn't be the CCNSO and the GNSO, but there should be a CCNSO and registry stakeholder group vetting of any escalation. That is, the larger body should be willing to pass it on, not just the people in the CSC, and that's fine. But who it goes to next is not something that we have discussed yet. It's going back to the drafting team. Do we have anyone on that drafting team? That's the one that Donna's been running on, the CSC drafting team. Cheryl and Olivia, neither of you are on it? Hearing nothing, Olivier has his hand up. Olivier.
Yes, thanks very much, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. Actually, I didn't put my hand up for this. I put my hand up for a point of order. I don't believe we have in the agenda a review of the action items from our last call. We might wish to have a look at those. But in order not to interrupt the flow, perhaps could I suggest we look at those after the current agenda item?
All right, we could do that.
But you're not on drafting team, whatever.
Negative, no.
Okay. So,
neither am I, but I do have a fairly close relationship with Donna, and I did actually engineer her into running that CWG for a reason.
All right.
Our comment basically said that we think that there needs to be a multi-stakeholder decision to decide whether to escalate or how to escalate. The comment that was made during the meeting is we don't want another body created just to do this, and I'm suggesting that the body that is being created by the CCWG, that is the sum of the members or delegates, is not a bad body to have to do this. I don't know whether they will respond positively or not, but I really think that the decision to formally escalate something should be a multi-stakeholder decision. It's the only multi-stakeholder thing that we are suggesting before the formal review team or separation group. So I don't think that's unreasonable. I don't know how well it will be responded to. I'm willing to let them play with it for a while and see where it goes at this point. If you heard the interaction right at the end of the meeting, this concept of we can name a liaison to the CSC, but then the GNSO and CCNSO have to approve that liaison, I find bizarre, because I don't see how it's going to fix any problems, and all it does is have an opportunity for ill will. But we'll see if they come back and change that also. Olivier and then Cheryl. Olivier?
Sorry, I was supposed to put my hand down. Apologies.
Ah, in that case, Cheryl. Cheryl?
It only works if you take your phone off mute, doesn't it? Cheryl, for the record, and I'll just repeat what I just said. I think what we can probably get back to on this is that just as in a number of organisations, there is, in inverted commas, formality of members being accepted by a, for example, board or subcommittee, that it may be that is a formality rather than a barrier to entry. At least that's where I hope we should be able to negotiate it to.
Okay. I'm willing to leave it with them right now, but the words saying one group selects their member and then the other one has to approve them, is just setting things up for potential conflict, and especially if the thing they're trying to do is balance people, then which one from North America are you going to pick to eject? The person who is in the room or the person who isn't in the room.
No, your point, Alan, Cheryl, here. Your point.
Okay, fine. I won't belabor it anymore. Other than that, I'm a little bit concerned about how slowly we're going. We spent an awful lot of time at the beginning sort of setting the stage, which I guess had to be done, but it has taken us a while to really get going. So I'm willing to see how far we go at this point. Anyone else have any comments of their impression of the meeting? I know Olivier and Cheryl were there most of it. I'm not sure how much Olivier actually was listening to, given his involvement in other meetings at the same time. Any other thoughts or comments? Olivier.
Thanks very much, Alan. We're on agenda item 4, are we now?
We are on agenda item 4.
I kind of missed. I must have blanked out or something. Anyway, I thought of the three calls today. The first call I managed to have most of my attention on. Or no, I didn't actually. No, I was doing another thing as well. I felt the first call was very slow moving to start with, and it started out not being very productive. The second call, I missed most of it because I was on stage at the time. And the third call, I felt was pretty good. We're starting to gain momentum and you know, get some movement over. But as you said, setting the scene took a long time. I'm concerned that we're spending a lot of time on some really frivolous stuff and things that really, we're starting to reopen some old questions. And a matter of CSC, for example, and we spent an enormous amount of time on the CSC again, and I thought that this thing had already been canned, but obviously because we're looking at the comments that are being made, we're then reopening old wounds.
Well, but remember, Libby, we're one of the ones reopening some of those wounds.
That's correct. Well, and that's why I'm not saying that we shouldn't. I'm just saying that this is going to take us time. And there really is a concern with regards to the amount of time that we have. The face-to-face meeting that happened this afternoon was over at the WESIS forum, where we provided the whole panel of people provided details of the Iona stewardship transition and the actual processes of the Iona stewardship transition, ICANN accountability process, and also the Iona plan work that was taking place in the IETF and the CRISP work and all the work of the regional internet registries. So we had quite a number of people on the panel, actually an updated list I'll just put in a moment in the chat. But there were questions that were asked of the whole panel regarding the timing of the whole process and whether everything will be done in time. And the general consensus around the room, and we're talking here about a room of over 100 people that were sitting there, the general consensus was, well, NTIA has given a guideline as to saying, okay, that we would like to get the proposal in by now, but it doesn't appear to be this kind of, you know, the wall that one is going to crash against. And so I'm hearing increasing calls for people, especially a lot of people are reading these comments now, of saying, well, there's still some work to do, and there's very little faith that we'll be able to finish in time according to this original schedule. It doesn't mean that we should be complacent and say, oh, fine, we'll add ourselves another couple of months. But it certainly means that there is a growing sense in the community that if we're trying to rush through these comments, then the community will come back and say, hang on, we have not been listened to and our comments haven't been taken into due consideration. So catch 22 scenario.
Let's not delve into crystal ball gazing at this point about, well, will we succeed? We don't have very many days to find out if we will or not. So let the process roll at this point. I'm glad I'm not one of the co-chairs.
Alan?
Yes, go ahead.
Very, very briefly. Look, I agree with most of what was said about the first call, although I do think that there is always, at least in my experience in these intensive workspaces, work activities that we've done, this is almost situation normal for the start-up call. It does take a little bit of bedding in for everyone to hit their stride. And certainly, yes, I agree, by the last call, we were being far, far more productive. That said, a lot of this is justice that has to appear to be done as well as be done. And that definitely goes to the dealing with the public comments. Right back to the days of ATRT1, this was recognised as a critical aspect of the community multi-stakeholder model, whereby we can show to those who've taken the time to make comments that those comments have been given due consideration and full frank and fearless discussion. So yes, it is frustrating, but it is more than a necessary evil. It is something that absolutely has to be done. And in this case, I think that I appreciate the fact that it is being done by a larger than normal group. Many of you who've served on particularly GNSO work groups know that it's a vital activity in a post-public comment phase. But remember, guys, we're doing this with, as a committee as a whole, with a very large group. And whilst, yes, I think we could have perhaps cut, or the chairs could have cut conversation in some cases a little bit earlier and reminded people that we weren't redoing issues or reopening issues, I think in general the process is one from a transparency point of view and indeed from an accountability point of view that I think is actually going fairly well. So bear with us, and we can only do better in the next three calls. Thank you,
Cheryl. And I think staff has done a marvelous job of extracting from the 250-page document, which I was afraid we were going to try to work through, and having summarized the points into a form that we can actually grasp them. So I think, you know, I'm not sure to what extent it was only Marika or other people, but they've done a really yeoman job on that. So that I'm really happy with.
I think Bernie and the rest of the staff deserve a particular vote of thanks at the end of all of this, because they have worked heroically.
Indeed. Although those who are being paid by the hour probably are already getting their own benefits. Anything to say on CCWG other than to encourage me or others to get the damn statement out quickly? I think we had some really good meetings, both the ALAC meeting and the IANA issues meeting the other day, and I think we came to closure on pretty much every item, despite the fact we don't have unanimity. I think we have agreement on what to say. Now it's just a matter of putting the words down on paper. And by the way, the first meeting wasn't completely useless. Cheryl produced a granddaughter.
I didn't actually do the production. I was in the room for the production. But
well, normally for a granddaughter, you don't actually do the production. That is how it works, though.
Well, although, Alan, just on that, I must say I did not expect as a grandmother that I would be in the delivery suite. And I do mean I was there, right there.
Very good. That's doesn't always happen. Okay, folks. I think we're finished number one. Olivier wanted to go over and do the action items from the last ALT meeting. Do we have action items from the last ALT meeting?
Hi, Alan. This is Heidi. I have put them into the chat, and there are a few.
They're stacking up. That's why I'm concerned.
You've put them into the chat. Oh, you put a pointer into the chat.
Correct.
Olivier, you're just a worrywart.
Alan, it's Olivier speaking. The reason is actually because this IANA stewardship transition and ICANN accountability is actually sucking the air out of pretty much everything else out there.
Really?
Today,
I didn't know
for
that.
Example, well, today, for example, just the session that we ran, actually, we received complaints from a couple of other workshops that were taking place concurrently that they had five people in the room. And they said, you guys should have just not done yours at the same time as ours. They said, well, we had nothing to do with the scheduling. And this is something which is really playing with everyone's mind. I know Alan is spending all the time there as well. But a lot of people in ICANN agreeing with that, and I'm just concerned of dropping balls. I certainly have dropped several balls, but we have a number of things to do in Buenos Aires, meetings with other constituencies and so on, and I hope that these are being prepared.
And the deadline for getting those done in Buenos Aires is going to force them to get done. So
the deadline is tomorrow.
That is.
Indeed, that's the thing. The deadline is tomorrow. I believe.
Really, none of us knew that. To the extent that we can have things settled by tomorrow, we will. To the extent that we will wing it and decide things that will not make it into the formal program, so be it. As you yourself have said in a chat earlier today, I don't really see any way out of it. I'm not sure if you do or not. Would anyone like to go over any of these items that are there things that can be done and should be done that have not been done? Other than setting agendas for meetings, which we know are an issue. Heidi?
Alan, Cheryl here.
Cheryl, go ahead. You did
say at the ALAC meeting, and I fully support you on this, Alan, that, you know, we're just going to have to be a bit flexible, that a generic agenda will go up, and as is often the case anyway, agendas will be adjusted and kept up to date on the wiki. And I don't think our community will be surprised with that.
I don't think so either, but Olivia is the one who said that earlier, and now he's saying that we need to set agendas, so I'm not quite sure which items we're talking about right now, and I'm willing to abdicate and help someone else tell me what is it we should be talking about right now. Olivier?
Yes, thanks very much, Alan. It's Olivier Capanablanc speaking.
But whatever you're doing, do it quickly.
Yeah, okay. The first thing we should do is to actually unsync that page so that we could actually look at the action items rather than be frozen at the start of the page, which doesn't have any action items that are undone. Then we could scroll to the bottom of the page and find out the big list. There seems to be some open action items in the middle here. I'm not quite sure whether these are to be done by pretty soon or not. I note that the newly assigned action items have all been ticked now. Just a moment ago they weren't. So
and some of the ones in the middle are actually ticked, but they're not. No one bothered ticking them.
Okay, then that's all. Just to make sure it's done. Thanks.
We do have some things that are nearing crisis mode. But I don't know about the rest of you. I only have enough hours to survive at this point. And the weekend will come, and hopefully I'll spend a few hours on backlog of things on the weekend. And I'm trusting staff will do that as well. Anything else? All right, back to the previous program then, if I can find it. I think we said CCWG. There is nothing that we can talk about at this point. The next item, which is indeed what Olivier has been talking about to some extent, is review of the Buenos Aires meeting to the extent. Now, I think the only thing that we actively have to discuss that has changed a bit since the meeting yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever the ALAC meeting was, is the Sunday schedule that we've been doing a little bit of juggling on. When I finally took a few minutes to look at it, I was somewhat perturbed that almost the whole day was taken up in dog and pony shows of people coming in to talk at us. And to some extent, we're going to have to try to fix that and give ourselves a little bit more too. Now, part of that is due to the fact that we have 2 hours that are allocated to CWG and CCWG, and you know, that would have been time that we could have talked about other things, and we just don't have that freedom at this point. Plus, there's an hour with the CCWG board meeting or whatever it is that we're trying to keep less topical. Heidi, can you get that agenda put up? Is that possible? You said you rejuggled it, but I haven't looked at what it is yet.
Okay.
Or perhaps if, give us the link.
Okay. Let's. If we could, we have 20 minutes for this, basically. So if you permit me, I would like to go. Let's start on Sunday, and go to Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then if we have time, very briefly on the Saturday, as well.
All right.
Okay.
I'll put it in your hands.
If you could. Okay, Gisela, if you could please put that into the chat. I'm going to go switch over to the Sunday. I'm going to put the link to the Sunday in. Thank you, Gisela. Here's Sunday's page so we can start with that. Okay, so again, I do wish to thank all everything here except for the SAC and for Renalia's is totally unconfirmed. So we can change things around as you wish. So let's start. I just have on Sunday morning, we have 5 minutes, Alan, just some introductions for you. Then we have Fadi for 30 minutes, followed directly by Renalia, 10 minutes for a CEO criteria discussion, and that might need more time. So if you wish to reduce the next item, which is basically meeting with the GSC, Sally, and Tarek, which we currently have 45 minutes for that, if you wish to reduce that to have more time with Renalia, I'm happy to do so.
Okay. For, on the global stakeholders, is this a let's stroke each other and tell us each how important we are and how much we're going to work with each other?
Well,
or is
well,
there
something one,
more particular?
Well, one item that might come up is the new internal group that we have where the policy, a lot of the senior people on the policy team are meeting with the several VPs on a regular basis, and that has really increased collaboration. So if you'd like to talk about that, that might be of interest. It might not. If you want to reduce that session to 30 minutes,
let's do that.
Okay. And then where do you wish to add the extra time? To the criteria discussion or just keep that?
Okay, Renalia wants to be right after Fadi. Is that something
correct,
that
correct.
We and we don't have any control over that? So we don't we don't even know if she has more than 10 minutes or not.
Correct. Well, that is true, but I would think she has a few more minutes for all of you.
Okay, get hold of her and find out if she thinks she wants more and has more time. If so, enlarge it.
Okay. Okay. So
put
then
half,
we
put
have
a half hour glow. If anyone's objecting to these arbitrary decisions I'm making, please speak up. Don't raise your hand, just yell. Change global stakeholder to 30 minutes.
Okay, and I'm going to give Renalia 25 minutes then.
Well, but check with her that it's actually possible.
Yeah,
because if you're going to invite global stakeholder engagement people, you have to have a time to give them.
Correct.
Verify
okay.
with Renalia. Push global stakeholder engagement right up against whenever she says she is enough. And,
okay.
then if we have other, leave the NTIA, IANA, at an hour, and assuming there's any time left over after that, do it to be determined.
Well, right now there is no time, but yeah, once we get there, then we'll leave that.
I said if.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on to the second part, 13:30 to 17:30. That's a long afternoon, so we begin with 1 hour of ICANN accountability and transparency. Then we have 14. We have 45 minutes ALS criteria and expectations. Then we have just a quick briefing on 15 minutes of discussion of next steps for fiscal year 16 special requests with ALAC. And Alan, I think I can get something together, at least a wiki page on some updates on that.
Yeah, for the rest of you. That's going to focus mainly on what we do with the Friday after the Dublin meeting of the the new ALAC. Let's get together and be nice to each other. I think the discussion only has merit if we have something to discuss. So if Heidi can pull something together, then we do that. Otherwise, that time becomes free at this point, and we do it online afterwards. Go ahead.
Okay. Then we have 30 minutes with the ICANN meeting staff to talk about new meeting strategy. And hopefully by that time, the new working party on the new strategy will have at least a draft scheduled together.
I'm not convinced, but we can hope.
then we have 45 minutes, and that is confirmed. It's 45 minutes with the SAC.
Julie, are you online?
I am, Alan.
Okay.
Yep.
Can you give us a rundown in language that us illiterates can understand what the new report is about?
It's about the use of predetermined search lists that browsers use to try and find websites on the internet when you just type in an arbitrary term into a browser search bar, and the pitfalls of that, and the fact that most of the global community uses search lists that are provided by volunteers from places, organisations like Mozilla and that sort of thing. So it's, I guess, making people aware of, I guess, the vulnerabilities associated with these search lists, and making some recommendations about how that can tighten up. And the reason why it's now a little bit more relevant than in the past is because in the past there haven't been that many new TLDs coming onto the scene, and therefore what the search lists use has been fairly static. But now with all the new gTLDs continually being added to the internet, they need to be a lot more agile, and having it based on volunteer effort is perhaps not the best way to go. So it's highlighting all the issues surrounding that topic of public suffix lists.
Okay, including gory examples, I hope.
There are some examples in it, yes.
We need to shock you. All right. If you think it warrants 45 minutes, that we'll be able to use the time productively, we'll keep that.
No, I think if you want to cut that back to 30 minutes and ask the ESAC to just talk about the new report, I think that would be fine. It's a matter of how you want the meeting to flow. I know the standard presentation of ESAC goes through what various work parties there are, as well as, you know, a bit of stuff we all know about how ESAC is structured and formed, etc. If you want that skipped, we can do that. So really up to you.
Okay, we're putting pressure on everyone this time to keep it short. So I guess it's only fair to do the same to ESAC.
Sure. Yeah, no, happy with that, and I can explain to
Patrick. Yeah, I just don't want to cut down this particular topic.
You would like to just...
Go ahead, I won't talk to you, finish.
Sorry, I can't hear you. No, I had finished.
Okay. there seems to be a really long delay in this.
Olivia wants to say something.
Okay, I'll give it to Olivia in a second. Yeah, I just didn't want, I was afraid from what we were saying that by cutting back the time we might actually cut into the discussion of this report. But if you think 30 minutes is sufficient, then let's focus on the report and go on to other things. So that's good. Olivier.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. Olivier speaking. And I just wanted to bring to your attention that we're looking here at a single four-hour session that will span the whole afternoon with no break and no actual buffer between any of the sessions, which is likely to make this very frantic. And I'm not quite sure that we'll have much life in the ALAC after 4 hours without a break. Also, on the next page afterwards, there's a typo in Libertador C, not Liberatador.
I will leave it to Heidi and Gisela to put a break in somewhere, knowing it may move.
The partners don't have time for a break. Everything is back-to-back.
Olivia, Olivier, even if there isn't a break shown there, there will be a break.
Yeah, if I might, Olivier, and Alan, just we're going back and forth on whether we show the coffee breaks or not. If you will recall, in Buenos Aires, the coffee basically is out there quite a long time. So we had been informed that the best thing is just remove the official coffee break, and whenever anyone needs coffee or nicotine break, just go out and come back in.
Okay, but regardless, we will take some sort of a break. Once we see when the invited people are coming and going, we will figure out a reasonable time to take a moderate break.
And also, we tried to have the type of discussion vary a little bit, so you know, people might, their interest might fade in and out, depending on what their interests are. So we have meetings with ESSAC, CCNSO, you know, we have then a quick break with the ICANN's meeting staff, things like that. So it's a little something for everyone.
Yeah, and just so everyone knows, I cannot sit for 4 hours solid. It won't happen. Olivier.
Yeah, thanks. It's Olivier speaking. The reason for the coffee breaks also is that they do act as a buffer when we are running late. If you're planning to have a very tight meeting, then you will probably have to stop a meeting and then give 5 minutes for a changeover of people on the head table and things, because that's how long it takes. And sometimes even recordings and, I don't know, all the other associated stuff, people coming onto the table and all that.
Okay.
When you have something that's very short, you know, 45 minutes with the CCNSO, well, that's going to be a very short discussion.
Okay, but do notice, Olivier, we have the first 2 hours. We can rearrange completely.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, okay, so I take it that these might be changed. Okay.
You can guarantee they're going to be changed. I mean, at this point, on accountability and transparency, we may have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, right.
No comment. I said may.
So,
you may be sensing this. I'm getting really, really tired here.
Alan, I'm biting my tongue.
So, continuing.
I hope it's tasty. I would add some Tabasco.
We do right now have a 45-minute meeting confirmed with the ESSAC, and if we reduce that, we'd only really gain 15 minutes because the CCNSO meeting is confirmed as well. So if you would allow me, just leave it 45 minutes, and if we finish before then we have a bit of a break.
But, Heidi, the problem with that is we end up having a 15-minute break before other people come into our room or we go to someone else's room. It's not a useful 15 minutes.
Okay, so would you like a coffee break put in there then?
What I think Julie and I are suggesting is you make it 30 minutes and start it 15 minutes later, and then it runs into the CCNSO meeting.
Okay, so I'm going to put a break between... Gisela, do you know what time the coffee break is officially? Is it by any chance 1600?
Heidi Giesler here. I actually brought that up in our meeting today here in Istanbul, and I said it would be really useful to have the times for the coffee breaks, because on Saturday and Sunday we don't have the times for the coffee breaks, bearing in mind that the meeting has not officially started yet. So I've tried to get the information, and hopefully we'll have it over the next 24 to 48 hours. On Saturday and Sunday, what are the plans for coffee? And then during the week as well. And just as an aside, moving forward, hopefully we'll have that information for those who are scheduling, like, for instance, you and me for the at large. We'll have that ahead of time to allow us to know exactly whether there's coffee outside the room, whether the coffee breaks are exactly 30 minutes. In some places, the coffee breaks run over. In other places, the coffee is removed after 31 minutes. So that is something that was addressed today. As for Sunday, I know I will find out.
Okay, well, I've added 15 minutes, and they can take it when they like.
Do what we can, and we'll be flexible, and we'll, you know, we've even on occasion moved guests if necessary.
Okay, so moving on to Tuesday. We're just doing the ALAC one. So here is Tuesday into the chat. If you could put that up, please. Okay, so we do now have the questions for the ALAC meeting with the board. What we do not yet have, Alan, I believe, is who from ALAC will be up on that round table.
That's correct. Can we put the questions up on the board? Are we going to get them up in the board? Can we paste them into a chat?
Yeah, I'll do that right now. I'm putting them into the action item pod just because that's the only space I can see. That is open. Okay. Can everyone see those?
Okay. So the three topics, and this is, they have been slightly reformatted since then. The first topic essentially is equitable treatment of all volunteers, and that specifically says people who aren't privately funded by industry should not be disadvantaged. There's an ATRT recommendation on which we have seen no action. There's the recent case of Baran, and there's the issue of when people rotate out of jobs, they generally tend to disappear because the lack of funding translates in almost certain terms, there are occasional exceptions, to someone largely no longer being active, very active, except perhaps in a very occasional sense. So that's all aspects of the same thing. The second topic we have is a shorter one. And that is what happened when we discovered the at-large review was going to be delayed. There were extreme sighs of relief. And it dawned on me that despite many of us, and certainly I'm among them, believing that there's no real way we were going to be able to pull this off and do a good job of it, we were just letting it happen. And that sends a message to me that really scares me, because that means a conviction that either if we had complained, no one would listen, and we would simply be told, tough, that's the rules, or something equivalent. And that's not a healthy culture. So I thought that is worth raising. And the third topic is, and I put it down as potential, because I'm not sure on the timing, whether we want to try to have three or not, is the issue of the PICs and Category 1 TLDs, not the substance of the issue, but the process and the outcomes, the fact that we did meet, we did discuss things, the board seems receptive to this. On the other hand, it demonstrates the futility of trying to address some things within our model when some people have essentially a veto, that they can simply stonewall and say they don't want to talk about anything. And I want to somehow develop those ideas, and I put it as optional because I think we need to decide whether we can come up with a good way of presenting this or not, not just making it sound like we're complaining. So those are the topics. The question is, at this point, who are we going to have on the stage or on the round table? Heidi, is there any real need to announce ahead of time who those people are?
I think, this is Heidi for the record, I think we should have that in the next couple of weeks. I don't think it's urgent. They first need to select, you know, whether these are unique questions that will be discussed with the ALAC or will they fall into the more general ones that will be discussed at the public forum session.
Okay, so you're saying at this point we don't know what's going to be discussed. So at this point, until we know that, there's no point in selecting people.
Correct, I would think that, but yeah.
Then the item is no longer on our agenda for the day.
Okay.
Excuse me, Alan.
Yes.
Julie here.
Yes, Julie.
Just with regard to topic two, can I make what you might like to think of as a devil's advocate comment? I'm just wondering why that is a topic for discussion with the board.
it's almost as if this is something that should be discussed internally within ILAC, and then if there are aspects that might impact on how the ILAC interacts with the board, then it might be some specific things to raise. But I'm just, to me, that's more something that should be discussed in detail internally first, and apologies if that's already happened and I missed it.
Well, I'm not sure it's happened as such, but when I talk about the we who were not willing to go to the masters and say there's a problem, the we includes me and Cheryl, not known to be the meekest people around.
No, but it, I guess my point is... Sorry, continue.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, if both of us were willing to simply say, okay, we have no choice but to go through, and but, you know, the board suddenly realized, hey, maybe the community's overloaded, we should do something about it, but we didn't believe that there was a chance of anything being done to make it worthwhile, make our time worthwhile in complaining, that indicates a lack of openness communication. And that troubles me. It's not so much the at-large review. It's the fact that we weren't willing to raise an issue like that.
To me, though, I just think, well, what's the board going to say to that? To me, it's still more something to be worked at internally rather than something to be raised with the board. Unless it, you know, you've concluded by a discussion within ILAC that there are some specific issues that, you know, at the moment it's a, well, we've misjudged the board because they actually realised that we were overloaded. I'm sorry, I'm not being very clear, but it just seems to me that it's worth internal discussion.
Yeah, I'm going to put Cheryl on the spot for her view, because I think it's relevant. But I must say, really, as you were talking, the old poster on the wall came to mind, you know, in your job, saying the whippings will continue until morale improves. Hmm. Bosses who put that up, you don't go to talk to and say, we have a morale problem. And yes, that's a somewhat extreme statement to say. Cheryl, do you have anything?
Thanks,
I see Holly,
Alan.
Has her name up.
Okay, am I off mute?
Yep.
Great, okay. Look, Alan, I was about to put my hand down, but someone did it for me. Thank you. Look, I empathise greatly with what you're saying, and I do think, Alan, it is a conversation that we need to have. I certainly, however, understand where Julia's coming from, and so I don't particularly mind whether we deal with it at Buenos Aires or Dublin, but I do think we do need to deal with it. I actually was pleasantly surprised, if not astonished, that from a top-down perspective, the example of the ALAC review was, and there is an echo, someone needs to mute, was put back because I firmly believe it was as the bylaw mandated review processes and something in terms of time course that had been presented from the subcommittee of the board in public at a number of previous ICANN meetings. I actually thought it was set in stone, and I think it is a perfect example of the to be buggered with what the actual effect is on the community. We will plough through because it is said in some bylaw that thou shalt. So I think it is a conversation we do need to have. I don't particularly mind, as I say, whether it happens in BA or in Dublin or in both. But, yeah, I didn't bother putting up an argument on this one because I felt it was yet another example of, because it is writ, it so shall be.
Well,
and that is something that is a cultural change we need to to deal with, particularly in a ICANN 3.0 accountability world.
Yeah, okay. Cheryl, you said what I was trying to say somewhat more eloquently, but that is exactly the reason I'm raising it, because our perception was it was written in stone, and therefore it was futile and a waste of energy and would probably count as negative points against us if we raised it. And clearly that was wrong in this particular point in time with this particular board, but that was our perception, and I think the fact that it is our perception matters, and that's why I'm raising it. So I think you're agreeing with me. Holly.
Yeah, just I suppose a comment. Two and three strike me as interrelated. I think from two, what maybe the question is this part of a communication breakdown? Certainly three is I won't say a communication breakdown. It's perhaps worse in that we were putting our hands up with GAC, and they're just what didn't seem to be listening. Is two part of that in that we didn't think we'd be listened to?
Yes, I think so. I think three is the skies opened and they did listen to us and then actually decided not only to listen to us but to actually talk to us. That's marvelous. The fact that it didn't turn out very well is also an interesting twist. So yes, I think three is an example of when it did work, our perception nevertheless, despite three working, we still presumed that two wouldn't. So in that way, right. They're both communication issues. One of them, there seemed to be a bit of enlightenment. The other one, there apparently was some enlightenment, but we were absolutely convinced there was no chance in hell. So they are related from that point of view. All right. In any case, they're on the agenda. We can certainly pull one of them should we choose to. But I'm not uncomfortable. There seems to be at least some interest in all of the topics, and I don't want to overload the hour so that we don't really have enough time to talk about it. And I was presuming none of these would be of such global interest that they would be taken away from our meeting and put into a general one. But we'll wait for the word from on high to come down. Heidi, you wanted to talk about Tuesday, I think. I don't think we did yet.
Yes, not yet. We're continuing. So we also have the agenda for the ALAC meeting with the GAC still to be determined.
I guess I better write to Thomas and ask what we want to put on it.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, then, we have the two ALAC work sessions, part one and part two. The first is, if you could just take a look at the agenda items currently on there. I basically put down the working groups that I thought would be due for an update. And those are, these are 15-minute updates each from the Academy, the Atlas II Implementation Task Force, Capacity Building Working Group, and the At-Large New Meeting Strategy Working Party. But again, those are all up for discussion if you'd like to have updates from those.
Does anyone believe we will hear something that will be of use to the people hearing it and or create discussion that will be useful on any or all of these? I'm asking for input. Holly.
Look, I'd actually be interested in a 15-minute just what are you doing and stuff, because sometimes in these discussions you don't know what somebody's doing. It's useful to know, and issues arise. I think 15 minutes, I mean, I'll see if maybe there's too much else happening, but I find those briefings interesting. So
I'm not sure who you're asking, Holly. Can you be specific?
If we are making decisions about time, I actually value the updates from the working groups, if that addresses what Heidi was saying.
Well, that is, she's suggesting that these four working groups be given 15 minutes each.
Yeah, I'm happy with that, because there seemed to be a question at the end, if you're interested, and I thought, well, yes, I am.
Okay. My only question is 1D, and that is the at-large new meeting strategy, because we do have 30 minutes on Sunday, so I don't think that there'll really be anything too much more to say from that group. But then who should we replace it with? Cheryl, I'm not sure if you would like to have some time for the academy, for the accessibility or metrics. The accessibility may have some updates.
Cheryl, if I can answer that, Alan.
Sure,
yes,
please.
Yes to accessibility and no to metrics.
Okay, perfect.
Then let's replace it with accessibility.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do that. Okay.
IDN program update. I'm a little
bit
concerned about that one, but tell me why we're putting a half an hour into that right now.
Because Sarmad, this is Heidi, Sarmad has asked for at least 15 to 20 minutes, so we had a 30-minute block, and I didn't know what else to put there, so I gave him 30 minutes as a bit of a buffer as well. So if you have something you'd like to put in there for 15 minutes, I can reduce that to 15.
Why don't we do that? If he runs over, he runs over.
Okay. But so what would you like to have in that 15-minute slot?
To be determined.
Okay.
You might notice a pattern here.
Okay. The next one then is a 30-minute update from Xavier Calvez and Carol Cornell, an operations update to discuss any of these four items: public comment feedback on draft fiscal year 16 operating plan and budget, a fiscal year 15 financial update, a dashboard progress, and the business excellence update. So, again, they asked for at least 15 minutes. I gave them 30.
I think that's reasonable, and I think we should have a meeting with them, an informal meeting with them before that, and decide exactly what we're going to. But I'm happy to leave those items on the agenda. But I think I'd like to have a short discussion prior to the to Buenos Aires to talk about where we really focus the time.
Okay. We'll set up a call for that. And just to confirm, leave that at 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Cheryl, friendly reminder. An agenda for accessibility. I can, or Sylvia and I can prepare a draft for you if you'd like.
I would appreciate you doing that, and
okay.
I was going to bring up any other business point on metrics, but when you get to metrics, come back to me, please.
Okay, we'll actually skip that because that's on Sunday night, I believe, but we'll come back to that. So action item, if I might, Sylvia, to prepare a draft agenda for the accessibility working group. Moving on to the ALAC work part two, we have 1 hour currently, but that's going to be reduced, of an update on the at-large website. So I think about 45 minutes, will that be okay, or would you like that reduced even more than that?
Well, I'm not quite sure what they're going to be doing. Are they going to be showing the live website? Are they going to be soliciting input?
Alan, this is Ariel speaking.
Yeah.
If I may, for the update, we are going to show quite a few pages that the developers have been working on, and that will be live show and tell. And we'd like to have more than 30 minutes because based on the last meeting, it was a little bit rushed, and we were not able to show all the pages and won't be able to get enough input from the community. So I think this time, if we have a little bit more than 30 minutes, will be very helpful to get feedback from the participants.
You're asking for 45? Okay, let's do it with 45.
Thank you.
Okay. So then, again, this is Heidi. We had 30 minutes with Ashwin and Chris to talk about online communities, talk about the information management plans. And that's basically was there from Singapore, so I just kept it in as I thought you might want an update.
Assuming there is a substantive update. Chris did a really excellent blog entry a few weeks ago. I don't know whether anyone else read it. It was a humble entry saying we have a lot of problems, we don't really know how to fix them. And some of the problems are almost impossible to address. It was a really good blog entry and presented some of the difficulties. It wasn't one that implied they have a good handle on the solutions. So the question is, if what are we going to talk about for a half an hour? We don't need to reiterate to them that we have a problem. I think that's understood. So the question is, how are we going to address this? So if they have a half an hour of new material to talk to us or want to solicit input on whether X or Y will be useful, that's fine.
Okay. I could give them 20 minutes because then that would give a little bit more time with the extra time we have left over from the website. Otherwise, we only have a 15-minute session. Okay. So let's say 20 minutes for Chris.
Yeah, I think it's a really important subject, but the question is, will they have anything substantive to present?
Okay.
I don't know the answer. I'm
that.
Not saying they don't.
Yeah, I will follow up on that.
Okay,
and then finally we have 30 minutes confirmed for Holly and Carlson on an update on the privacy and proxy services accreditation issues, and they have confirmed that.
Okay, and I presume, Holly, that coming out of that, this is not only going to be talking at people, but soliciting input so that you have some guidance on which to draft the statement, of which you only have a few days to do at that point. Is that correct?
For the record, absolutely. Absolutely. What I'm going to try to do is very, very briefly sum up the issues. I have to say last night, or rather this morning, I was on the webinar explaining the whole report.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, there's lots of issues that have to be discussed. So it's going to be a packed half hour.
Well, then that opens the question to Heidi. Holly, do you need more time? We now have about 15 minutes. Do you want that time, or Alan, did you want
I would love, no, I would seriously love that time. And the reason I would love that time is this is a terrific opportunity to get the sort of feedback, because just explaining what some of the issues are. If you go through the report or even just look at the webinar slides, you will see a lot of the stuff is actually in brackets because we have not agreed. And it would be really good to be able to bring people up to speed and then highlight and say, these are the things that are still contentious, need your feedback. And, you know, it won't take me long to write something, but I would like to have a bit of a discussion beforehand to understand where we're up to, so I can quite legitimately say this
Holly,
is our position.
Okay, Holly,
yep,
you've got 45 minutes, but let's spend some time before the meeting, and I don't mean in Buenos Aires, talking about how you're going to use that time. And
absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. This is Heidi. Let's move to Thursday. And we have two ALAC wrap-up sessions. The first one in the morning is basically only for the report from the liaisons and regular chairs. Then the afternoon one is we have 1.5 hours for primarily review of action items and ALAC action, including any votes or public comment statements that need to be voted on.
And it's a completely open agenda at this point.
Correct.
I'm happy to leave it like that.
Okay. Moving on to Friday. Now, these mostly
Julie, you have your hand up.
Thanks, Alan. Just to point out that with that Thursday agenda, I have a little bit of an issue with the timing of the liaison reports. I might have to give mine first and run because The slot for the ESSAC public meeting is always 8 to 9 on Thursday morning. That's been the case for some years, and so I might have to sort of report and run.
Since our meeting is supposed to end at 8, that part is supposed to end at 8:05, we shouldn't have a problem. But remind us when we get closer.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, this is Heidi Allen. I mean, I can remove their introduction and just have it start right away, 7:30 to 8:30 for liaisons, and put them in order.
It's not a problem.
Okay. Okay, moving to Friday. Now, this one actually is pretty much confirmed because we've reached out to Steve Crocker and to David, and they've confirmed. So the link is in the chat. So we have 5 minutes for just a welcome. Then we have David Olive for 40 minutes, confirmed. Then we have ALAC strategy going forward for 1 hour, followed by 45 minutes with Steve Crocker. And then we have 30 minutes of any other business.
Sounds good.
Okay. Great. So that one is done. Alan, may I just very quickly go over Saturday, literally 30 seconds.
Go for it.
Okay, so here's Saturday. So it's up to all of you for the ALT meeting and the meeting with Renalia. I'm going to very quickly put this in. I do want to just mention what we're thinking, and Wolf has agreed for the RALO Chairs meeting that's going to take place. There's Saturday. So what we were thinking for that is that we would have the current chair of the region, that would be Alberto, and then followed by the next region, that's going to be Europe, so that's Wolf. And so we were thinking of having a discussion with Jean-Jacques, I cannot think of the last, Gisela, can you help me on that? Jean-Jacques, the vice president.
We know who you mean. Go ahead.
I blanked out, I'm sorry.
Sahel.
Basically having him come speak to the RALO chairs to talk about activities involving civil society more broadly, including at large and POC and CUC, et cetera. A lot of collaboration being planned informally, but I think if Jean-Jacques could discuss this with them, that would be very useful to how we can have more collaboration there. Wolf thought it was a good idea. I just wanted to pass that by all of you before contacting Jean-Jacques.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. And then that's it, basically.
All right. The other thing that we do need to discuss, and I'd like some input, is we have a meeting scheduled with the NCSG on Sunday morning, and we don't have any topics at this point. The meeting was scheduled largely because Rafiq felt that people are always accusing us of not working together, and we should work more together. It's not clear what it is we're going to discuss, and we really need to go into it with an agenda that has some meaning. The PICs and Category 1 TLDs was the only one he suggested. That's an item where NCSG has not decided yet to whether they want to take a stand or not. There are some people who feel strongly they should not. I'm not quite sure how productive that meeting would be, but I'm not quite sure what else we want to talk about also. And I welcome any input, either at this meeting or very soon after this. Olivier, Cheryl, any of you have any input? Holly, go ahead, Holly.
Just a thought. Some of their membership is, in fact, probably three or four of their members are really involved in the sort of who is privacy proxy stuff. And because we will be actually looking at those issues and maybe the who is specification, it's one area that both of us actually are interested in.
Are we on opposite sides of the table?
No, I don't think so, no.
Usually we are on privacy proxy issues.
No, actually, people like Kathy, Stephanie, David Cake, and I have been involved in a lot of kind of our own private little discussions before we go out to the whole working group. So we're pretty much on the same page, but, you know, I don't know where the rest of them are, but I think those people are the ones who've been interested.
Oh, in that case, maybe the rest of us will be on a different page from you then. You may have gone over to the other side.
No, no, they've come to the light side, Alan.
Olivier, you have something to say.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. One potential topic that currently is very much flavor of the moment in many other fora is the human rights agenda. And you might be aware that there is actually a human rights working party that has been set up within ICANN. It's not a cross-committee working group. It's just a working party as such. And several of the actual real drivers behind this are in the non-commercial stakeholder group. And that said, they all base this also on work that was done by some governments in the GAC. And so there is definitely an interest from a significant, well, maybe from some parts of ICANN for this. There is a concern, and I have read criticism of this, that these days at the moment, many of the government-led processes around the world, mostly around the United Nations, etc., make it mandatory to put in their charters that they have a human, that none of their actions and so on will go against human rights. And that is extending to internet governance on quite a few arena. And there is increasing pressure on ICANN to start looking at this and to also have in its bylaw something that basically says ICANN will not act against human rights. Of course, it's the same thing as saying when I sell you an apple, I'm not going to act in any way against human rights. It might not fit at all with me selling you an apple, as in the fruit. But at the same time, I think things have moved on a little bit, and certainly this issue of human rights is something which I think our community hasn't really looked at. And perhaps it might be interesting to discuss this with people in the NCHG. They'll be certainly a lot more talkative talking about this than talking about who is, where I think that there's very little consensus.
Well,
and that, of course, is a really civil society pushing for these things. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Olivia. I have been talking to them, and I did get a message from them a few days ago, or maybe now a few weeks. I've lost track. And I should pull it back because it was something that I was supposed to have forwarded to the ALAC, and I don't think it was a request for a meeting, but we may want to look at that. I had some very candid conversations with them, and I was pretty blunt that if we want to talk about human rights, we really have to focus on the issues that are relevant to ICANN. That the concept, and some of you are familiar with it, of someone in a room says human rights and half the people's eyes roll back and they completely phase out and stop listening. And that's the reaction we have to fight against. And they seem to understand that, but that doesn't mean you change how people act. So I think that's a good thing to investigate, and I'll follow up on that a little bit.
And Alan and Olivier, can I just follow up one quick thing? I think I was one of the people whose eyes were rolling when I first was told, ICANN needs to follow a human rights agenda. And I went, I'm sorry, but we're dealing here with domain names. How does that fit? However, as we're saying, this is a private, not-for-profit organization. And politically, there is pressure for organizations that might not be government-led to actually also declare their interest in this.
Well,
and I don't know how it fits. That's why maybe it would be helpful to find out what do people in the NCSG think about it? They might actually be able to explain this a little bit better to us.
Yeah, I do recall the last time, the last one I'm thinking about, and Cheryl was sitting beside me in a room in, damned if I know where it was, probably Istanbul or Frankfurt, I can't remember where, and someone in the room mentioned human rights, and there was a silent collective moan that went out throughout the room, and as long as that's the reaction, then we're not going to fix any problems. So,
ICANN is going to be criticized the way that it currently is.
And yes,
that's the point.
But as long as someone says there are human rights issues in everything we do, in every aspect, you're going to get that kind of reaction. So, we have to focus. The paper that was being used by the small working party is indeed far more focused, and that's not bad. Okay, I will look into that a little bit and report back to you. Anything else on the agenda? I've lost track of what the agenda is at this point.
Alan, this is Heidi.
Yes.
So I think that we're finished with the review of the BA agendas and meetings. So the next item was going to be a review of the previous ALAC meeting.
Is there anything we need to review?
No.
I thought it was a useful meeting in terms of the CWG and CCWG. I think we had a good discussion there. We actually had people contributing. I don't think there's anything else that fell over into this meeting, but I may have been forgetting something, and I've been running full out since then. If anyone doesn't have anything, then we'll drop it, but if someone can come up with an idea. Heidi has the action items out of that meeting that she has put in the agenda. The only thing that isn't related to public comments is Maureen is supposed to be in touch with Olivier re the CCNSO agenda, and let's get some specificity. I support that strongly. I walked into the last meeting supposedly going to co-chair it, but I really didn't have a clue why the items were on the agenda or how the discussion was going to go. So I think we need a little bit more detail as to who is saying what to whom. Maureen.
Thank you, Alan. Maureen, for the record. Just that we are, there was a special council meeting this morning, and Ron and I were actually having discussions, and I was also having discussions with Gisela, just to sort of like finalise, for example, just the date and time. And we, Katrina, Ron and I will, are having discussions, and we will be talking with Olivier and Cheryl and others too about what is the most appropriate.
Maybe even let me know too.
Oh, without saying. Thank you.
Is this meeting officially no longer on Tuesday morning?
Yeah, apparently, it's just included as part of our program of people talking to people and with people.
Alan, this is Heidi.
Yes.
So the ALAC meeting with the CCNSO is now on Sunday afternoon.
Okay,
for 45 minutes and not on Tuesday at all.
All right. So I can tell the business constituency or the commercial stakeholders group that if they still want to feed us breakfast, if they haven't found anyone else in the last month and a half, then we're now available.
Yes, except URALO members who are now having their URALO meeting at that time.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
Alan?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I had to get rid of my check mark. I did have my hand up under my check mark. Cheryl here. I want to go back to the time slot we have for the metrics working group meeting.
Okay.
And Maureen and I have gnashed our teeth and wrung our hands and hung our heads low. And I suspect Olivier and you, Alan, are likely to do the same when I remind the leadership team that we have had the time and the human bandwidth of a gnat to do anything with our metrics work. We have work in front of us. We have work that is well overdue, but we have not addressed it. And I want to ask the leadership team to make a decision, because I don't mind which way or which of the two options I'm putting towards for your consideration you decide upon. I would like to suggest that one of two things happens. We have a recap and review agenda, and nothing more specific than that, for the metrics working group at its established time slot, or we simply admit that shit happened and cancel it. Over to you.
I'll make a recommendation.
Please do.
My recommendation is that we put the metrics group on hold pending some substantive output from the ALS and RALO criteria and expectations. It takes the pressure off. It says we're not having two groups working on almost the same thing at once. Gives us a bit of breathing time, and we don't have to embarrassingly figure what are we going to do with this meeting where we haven't managed to have a single teleconference in the interim. I think that makes complete sense. Does that make any sense to you?
Cheryl?
I've stunned Cheryl. This has
Cheryl?
Never been done before.
Well, she's been disconnected, Gisela.
Oh, dear. Even worse. Well, I severed the long-haul telephone lines by what I said.
She's in shock.
Back. Right. Don't worry, I didn't miss it. I just turned the volume up on the tablet, so I didn't miss what you're saying.
Okay.
Cheryl here for the record. Alan, I agree and disagree with you,
okay.
Surprisingly enough. I don't think we need to put the working group on hold, because as a standing working group, it doesn't need to be put on hold, and it doesn't, you know, it simply needs to, you know, be in its torpor phase, which it is at the moment, pending the input from the regional and ALS work. But the regional and ALS work is, in fact, the work of the working group as well. So that's why I'm disagreeing with putting it on hold, because what you need to recognise is that this work being currently done is born out of the metrics work group anyway. And so I'm happy to have our activities put in stasis, for the want of a better word, pending the further updating of what's happening at the ALS and regional level. But they're not disassociated. There is not just a nexus, there is an absolute parent-child relationship there. So I don't want to see one take over the other. I do want that continuity to go on.
All right. I am not really sure what the difference is between stasis and putting it on hold, but if there is a difference, I am willing to use your words instead of mine.
One would basically act as a disbandment of the metrics group.
Oh, no.
The other, it would not. So.
Okay. No,
that's right. I don't want them disbanded and I don't want them disconnected.
Put on hold. I don't want to use the analogy of put something on the table, which means opposite things to two different people in this group.
Okay. I'll pen something as a piece of specific advice. Maureen and I will work on that. But I want to see a clear and continuing relationship between what is still tiffling along with the ALSs and regions going on, and to that end, I would propose that we, in fact, give everyone back an hour of their time in Bonnet's areas, which I'm sure will be used for other things very quickly.
Okay, I certainly support that. I would use words like allow the people in the metrics group to focus on the other activities.
Exactly.
When you say the regional work, I'm not talking, although there is some going on, I'm not explicitly talking about the work that's going on within the regions. I'm talking about the group that will be looking at, from an ALAC perspective, ALS expectations and criteria.
And that ALS expectations and criteria is work we need to still do.
Yes.
But it hasn't been, it's not going to happen basically before we get between BA and Dublin.
It is going to start a little bit before there, and we will have, it'll start enough to have
it before BA?
It will start enough to have a discussion at BA.
Okay.
It should have been started out of Singapore. It didn't happen.
I understand that it should have been, yeah. But I'm astonished that you're going to manage to squeeze it in between now and BA.
I don't know if I will, but I intend to. I may be dreaming in Technicolor. I still try to do that once a week.
Now, that said, Alan, if I may, what would be worthwhile is to, whilst we can, the metrics working group meeting, that you still give the metrics working group this new activity a 5 or 10 minutes, probably only 5 minutes slot in your agenda, so that if you haven't managed to get this thing started, and it really should be as an integral part of the existing metrics working group with, you know, additional people focusing on it, of course, that is discussed and kick-started at BA. I think that's worthwhile.
Well, we do currently have a 45-minute slot allocated to it. So clearly we can shrink that something lower.
See how we go with that.
Pardon me?
Yeah, let's see how we go with that, but I think it'll probably take less than that.
It may well, in which case extra time is not going to be an issue.
Good, thanks.
So
I'm happy.
Okay. So I think the result of that is a specific slot for metrics is no longer needed. Is that correct?
The metrics working group meeting on Sunday is now off the agenda.
Good.
But we will remain on the agenda in the integrated discussion stuff.
But just wanted clarity on that so we can go forward. Any other items, folks? Cheryl has her hand up, but I'm assuming that's an old hand.
No, I'm trying to.
Oh, that's a new hand?
No, it's an old.
It's an old hand. Okay. Many of us have old hands at this point. I'm sorry for the disjointness of this meeting, and it is now adjourned. See some of you at 3 o'clock in my morning.
Hey, I just did that all overnight. No sympathy from me.
I still want to know why the chairs only have to meet during reasonable daylight hours.
Ah, look, that does stick in my craw, trust me.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been ended and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.